Greetings, it is I, the Great One himself, founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. This is Anarchy Moment. I haven't done an Anarchy Moment in a while. For new listeners, this is the first one you've heard. Anarchy Moment is the podcast series in which, unlike stating the obvious, I typically don't have things prepared. It's not a fixed length. Randy isn't here. I do this with different sound equipment. I do this on location sometimes. I've done Anarchy Moment while out hiking. Anarchy Moments are typically done because something happens at some particular moment and I want to talk about it before I lose track of my thoughts, or I want to talk about it before I'm not pissed off anymore, or I want to talk about it before it's not funny anymore, or whatever. What is today? I don't have anything. Fuck it. Who cares? It's something in September. September? Yeah. So I got distracted for a minute there. I just got out of the shower. It's something in September 2016. Went running this morning, trail running, did my biking running routine. Man, there are a lot of cute girls on the trail today, too. Holy shit. As I was biking back, I came within about 6 meters of getting trampled by a herd of deer that was running across the bike trail. That was interesting. And as I was biking back, of course, past all the construction and past all the parts of the bike trail that are taped off because some fucking idiots are doing more construction shit, I'm biking along and I go past a bus stop where a homeless person is sitting outside talking to himself. And I go a little bit further down the street and I go past the Democrat Party headquarters for the campaign. And at that moment, something occurred to me. And that's why we're here today. That's why you're listening to me, because something occurred to me. I thought to myself, isn't it interesting that there are these people who will devote a significant portion of their time, their life, and their money to getting Democrats, Hillary Clinton, Hussein Obama, whoever else, elected to public office, because these people who are devoting their time, their effort, their money, their life to getting the Democrats elected to public office want the Democrats elected to do something to help homeless people, right? Among other things. But this is the one example, because this was the beautiful juxtaposition, is that there's this homeless guy sitting at the bus stop talking to himself, and on the very same block, just farther down the block, there's the headquarters for the Democrat Party, for the campaign people. There are all these people who are spending their time, effort, and money to help rich people like Hillary Clinton get elected president, because they, the stupid people, trying to help the rich woman get elected, think the rich woman will then do something to help homeless people. And I looked at that, and I said, there it is. That's statism. Not only is that statism, that is slavery. Democrats want to help homeless people. How do you help homeless people if you're a Democrat? You help rich people get elected to public office. What if all of the effort that the Democrats, the people, the useful idiots, the members of the party, what if we took all this effort, all the resources spent on renting, because I'm pretty sure they don't own this building, because they're in different space, they're in a different place every year, so they rent whatever place they can get. What if the Democrat Party took the money they spend renting a building and buying equipment and paying for posters and signs and t-shirts and all this other shit? And what if all the volunteers, assuming they volunteer, maybe they get paid, I don't know, I don't give a fuck. What if the man hours, regardless if they're paid or volunteer, what if the man hours of walking around and asking people who they're going to vote for and trying to get people registered to vote and sitting there calling, like I walk past there late at night every once in a while or bike past there, either or, and it's like it'll be late at night, the sun's gone down, I see people sitting in there on the phone. Like, what are you doing? Are you calling people to tell them that Hillary Clinton is running for president? Because there might be some people who don't know that Hillary Clinton is running for president. And maybe they don't know she's a Democrat. And maybe they're not familiar with the fact that she has a vagina. What if all these man hours and all these resources, instead of being used for the purpose of getting a rich woman elected president, what if this was used for helping homeless people? That you fucking liberal Democrats, cocksucking pieces of shit, claim you care so much about. I'm watching a documentary right now called Agenda. And apparently there's one called Agenda 2, which I also have. I got these from the People's Republic of Fort Collins Public Library. I was a little surprised that they had these because these movies are right-wing propaganda. I'm only partially through the first one, so I can't really say for sure that you should watch them or you shouldn't. So far, I would say, yeah, you could watch these. Because, as is often true, so the guy who's making this documentary, he was a politician, and he figured out that left-wing statist or communist. This was a big revelation to him, and you know, he talks about all these things that are true, which is, for example, the left is trying to destroy the family, which they are, and he points out, well, yeah, the left wants to destroy the family, because when you destroy the family, you make people reliant on the government, which, yeah, of course it is, duh. Of course, all of the right-wing conservative fallacies crop up into this because the documentary is mostly talking heads being interviewed. There'll be some people in there you may or may not recognize. Phyllis Schlafly, Ed Meese, some other folks. But anyhow, it's mostly just talking heads talking about, no, you don't know, that's why I'm telling you. My bad speaking habits are coming out because I'm kind of tired. It's all these talking heads getting it half right. They speak about how, well, the left wants to destroy the family because if you destroy the family, then government becomes the center of your life, which is absolutely true. And then the talking heads go on to say, and of course, we all know that the center of your life is supposed to be God. And it's like, oh, fuck, here we go. And this is why the left and the right, the Republicans and the Democrats, the liberals and the conservatives, I know they think they're different from each other, but they're not that different from each other. Both of them need a master. For the left, the master is the state. right? The communist, the Karl Marx, the Lenin perspective is that the individual exists for no reason other than to serve the state. The Christian, the right wing, the conservative balance to that, unfortunately, is not that the individual exists to serve the individual, but that the individual exists to serve God. This is how, and this is when, this is where the, not all politicians are like that. This is when people like Bernard Chapin come out and say, well, the Republicans are different than the Democrats, man. No, they're not. The Republicans are, at the root, exactly the same. They believe that humans have to have a master, that humans must serve something greater. For them, it's God. For the left-wing statist, it's the state. For the right-wing statist, it's God. Of course, God's still manifest in the state. The right-wing statists still expect you to, you know, get permission from the government to start a business, get permission from the government to get married, to pay your taxes, to support the war, all of this other stuff. The right-wing statists are not free of statism. They simply serve a different master. In the documentary, one of the old people who's a talking head invokes Aristotle, and he says, and you've heard me say this many times if you've been listening to this podcast for an extended period of time, he talks about, hell, Aristotle said that some people were born as slaves and some men are born as masters, and we know that's not true because the Bible said so. I'm just like, oh, fucking Christ. And this, no, sorry, girls, Aristotle was right. Some men, most men, are born as slaves. And there are a few men out there who are born as masters. The state, the left-wing statist, and the right-wing statist, religion, they all have a vested interest in creating more slaves. In the documentary, they talk about how the left got control of public education and teaches this, teaches people statism and diversity, and this is all true. But the right does exactly the same thing. The right is simply pissed off that they're not the ones who are teaching the children to be slaves to their master. Right? The left is winning right now. The left is getting the children and teaching them that they are the slaves to the property of the state. The right-wing statists would like nothing more than to get the children and teach them that they are the property of, they are slaves to, God. And of course, God manifests himself through the clergy and through the politicians and all this other stuff, and that's the state. At no point are either of the mainstream political factions interested in teaching people individuality, teaching people to, or more importantly, teaching the non-aggression principle, teaching that you could just do whatever the fuck you want as long as you don't initiate aggression against other people. If you choose to be a slave, that's fine. If you choose to be a master, that's fine. Just no aggression. Nah, I'm really rambling, but I'm okay with that because that's what these are for. Thoughts off the top of my head. Or from somewhere, maybe off the bottom of my shoe, I don't know. To bring it back around, it really does, guy. It really fucking does. It all comes down. Just stop from and try thinking about this. The absurdity. that these people, the people working in the, I don't know what the fuck you call it, the election headquarters for the Democrat Party to get Hillary, I see them outside with Hillary Clinton t-shirts on, their clipboards and shit. These people are devoting their time, energy, and life to helping a rich woman get elected. And you can say the same thing about, I've never seen a Trump supporter. Here in Colorado, I've never seen a Trump supporter. I've never seen a Donald Trump t-shirt in the People's Republic of Fort Collins. They're out there somewhere. There are people giving their time, effort, money, life to help get Donald Trump, a rich man, elected president. Because both of these people think that by giving power to this rich person, getting this rich person into a position where the rich person has power over other humans, all of these people think that that is going to make their life better. Think about that for a minute. There are people out there who are so stupid that they think, hey, those of you who voted for Obama, are you better off than you were 8 years ago? Is your life better? Are you less poor? Are you less in debt? Do you have a job yet? They seem to believe, I can't read their minds, I don't know, but they act. Their actions are such that it makes me, as an outside observer, come to the conclusion that they think getting this rich person, Trump or Hillary, elected is going to make their life better, that this is going to make the world a better place. And so instead of putting their time, their effort, their energy, their money, their resources into making the world a better place, they put their time, effort, energy, resources into trying to get the slave master that they hope is going to make the world a better place. And in the process of doing so, they walk right past that homeless person talking to himself at the bus stop, because they know that once Obama gets elected, he's going to solve homelessness. Oh, wait, Obama's been elected. Once Hillary gets elected, she's going to solve homelessness. And 8 years from now, these very same people will be telling themselves that, well, once the Democrat we're trying to get elected now gets elected, he, she, it, they, z, zer, zim, whatever the fuck it's going to be. I'm assuming the Democrats are going to go for a tranny next. The Democrats have already done a half-breed. Yes, I said it. I was thinking, I said, do I want to really want... Yeah, they did a half-breed. He's only half black. They did a half-breed. Now they're doing a cunt. Guess next on their stop is a tranny. 8 years from now, when you're trying to get some tranny elected, all you Democrats will be sitting around saying, well, once we just get this tranny elected, then the tranny is going to do something about the homeless people. Because none of you are going to lift a fucking finger to make the world a better place. Because you don't want it to be a better place. You can't imagine it being a better place. And most importantly of all, you're just slaves. You're nothing but slaves.